Welcome to the Mortgage Point Weekly Update, your fast, focused look at the biggest stories shaping housing, lending, servicing, and the broader economy. I'm David Wharton, Editor-in-Chief of Mortgage Point and the Five Star Institute. Over the next few minutes, we'll cover five stories that mortgage professionals should have on their radar this week. We'll look at JPMorgan Chase's ambitious new housing investment, the latest efforts by Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh to reshape the central bank, why some other Fed officials are still pushing for higher interest rates, what new Case-Shiller data tells us about the slowing housing market, and we'll wrap up with a look ahead at some events and news stories that are going to be breaking in the days ahead. Let's get started. We begin this week with one of the largest private sector housing commitments we've seen in years. JPMorgan Chase announced that it will invest $750 billion through 2035 to help expand the nation's housing supply and increase homeownership opportunities. The initiative includes financing for 1 million affordable housing units and helping 500,000 people purchase homes, including 200,000 first-time homebuyers. Michelle Herrick, head of commercial real estate for JPMorgan Chase, summed up the company's goals this way, saying, quote, "An affordable and resilient housing market is essential to driving economic growth and increasing opportunity," unquote. The bank says it plans to work with state and local governments to encourage zoning reform, streamline building regulations, expand public-private partnerships, and increase financing for manufactured and modular housing. It also plans to hire some 850 additional home lending advisors and expand its mortgage offerings. The announcement comes as housing affordability remains under pressure. Existing home prices reached another record in June, and according to LendingTree, fewer than 4 in 10 households that don't already own a home can afford a typical starter home currently. Housing affordability is often framed as a government challenge, but this announcement is a reminder that large private institutions increasingly see this as a business opportunity as well, and one that could have a meaningful impact if these commitments actually become reality. Speaking of long-term changes, Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh may be looking to change more than just interest rates. According to Bloomberg, Warsh recently floated the idea of reducing the number of Federal Open Market Committee policy meetings from 8 each year down to just 6, while using 2 additional meetings for broader discussions about the economy and monetary policy. No actual decisions have been made yet, but the proposal is another example of Warsh's broader effort to rethink how the Fed operates. Since becoming chair in May, he's already shortened post-meeting statements, suggested holding fewer press conferences, and created 5 task forces to review everything from Fed communications to balance sheet policy. Supporters say that aligning policy meetings more closely with major economic data releases could improve decision-making. Critics, however, will likely be watching to see whether these fewer meetings will also mean fewer opportunities for the Fed to respond when it comes to rapidly changing economic conditions. It might sound like an inside baseball discussion, but the way the Fed communicates can influence everything from market expectations to mortgage rates. Sometimes process changes end up being just as important as policy changes. Keeping things focused on the Fed, those discussions come as several Federal Reserve officials continue to argue that inflation requires more aggressive action than they have seen recently. Last month's decision to keep interest rates unchanged passed by a vote of 9-3, but the 3 dissenting members have since explained why they believed rates should have been increased instead. Cleveland Fed President Beth Hammack said, quote, "In my view, now is the time for the FOMC to act to speed the return of inflation to our 2% objective," unquote. Meanwhile, Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari argued that acting sooner could prevent larger moves down the road, saying, quote, "A potential series of even small policy moves would be better than waiting and eventually concluding that even bolder actions were necessary," unquote. And even Fed Chair Warsh acknowledged that inflation remains a long-term challenge, saying, quote, "We have begun a new chapter, and we understand that the 5-plus years of inflation above target cannot be cured in 9 weeks," unquote. If there's one takeaway from the Fed over the past few weeks, it's this. While policymakers may disagree about the timing, there appears to be broad agreement that the inflation fight is not over yet. Looking at the latest Case-Shiller Home Price Index, data suggests that the cooling housing market is no longer confined to the regions that overheated during the pandemic. National home prices were up just 0.7% year over year in February, while more than half of the nation's major metropolitan areas posted annual price declines. Chicago led the country with a 5% annual price growth, followed by New York and then Cleveland. And at the other end of the spectrum, Denver posted the weakest performance, edging past Tampa as the nation's softest major housing market. Nicholas Godek of S&P Dow Jones Indices described the shift this way, saying, quote, "More than half of major U.S. metropolitan markets posted year-over-year price declines in February, signaling that the housing slowdown has broadened well beyond its Sun Belt origins," unquote. He also noted that inflation has now outpaced national home price appreciation for 9 consecutive months, meaning home values have actually declined in real terms after accounting for inflation. That's another reminder that there's really no such thing as a single U.S. housing market anymore. National trends do still matter, of course, but it's increasingly the local conditions that determine whether prices are actually climbing, flattening, or falling. And before we wrap up, here's a quick look at what's on the calendar for the week ahead and what mortgage professionals should be watching. Tuesday brings the latest existing home sales report. After months of elevated mortgage rates and affordability challenges, this will offer another snapshot of buyer demand and whether the resale market is beginning to find its footing. Then on Wednesday, all eyes will turn to the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. This is likely to be the biggest market-moving report of the week. Inflation data can influence treasury yields, which often filter through to mortgage rates, so investors will be watching closely for any clues about what the Federal Reserve's next move may be. Also on Wednesday, Five Star will be presenting a complimentary webinar entitled FSI Offers, A Smarter Way to Find Your Next Client. Designed for agents, this webinar will demonstrate how to use the FSI Offers listing platform to create better seller conversations, generate instant offers, and leverage the membership tools for Five Star members. You can learn more about that one at thefivestar.com/webinars. Thursday will deliver another pair of important indicators. We've got the Producer Price Index and the latest weekly jobless claims. Together, they'll provide another read on inflation pressures and the health of the labor market, two factors the Fed continues to monitor closely. And then finally, on Friday, we'll get the latest retail sales report. Strong consumer spending could reinforce concerns that inflation does remain stubbornly high, while weaker than expected numbers might strengthen expectations that interest rates could finally begin easing later this year. So if you're watching the mortgage market this week, Wednesday's inflation report is probably the headline event, but taken together, these reports will help shape the conversation around rates, as well as the broader housing market throughout the week. So, to recap this week's headlines, JP Morgan Chase announced a $750 billion commitment to expand housing supply and promote homeownership. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh is considering changes that could reshape how the Federal Reserve conducts monetary policy. Several Fed officials continue calling for higher interest rates as inflation remains above target. New Case-Shiller data shows that the housing slowdown is spreading well beyond the Sun Belt. And this week, we're looking ahead to key economic reports from inflation to retail sales that could shape mortgage markets in the week ahead. And that's it for this week's Mortgage Point Weekly Update. Please tune in to this week's MP Access Show podcast for an interview with attorney Renee Longoria from Dune & Graves in Longoria. And be sure to subscribe so you never miss the latest developments shaping housing, lending, and the mortgage industry. Also, please make sure to check out themortgagepoint.com, where you can find more information on all of our publications, events, webinars, and more. We'll see you next week.